Hi, I'm Gigi for Nicola, and I'm interviewing my mom for the Great Thanksgiving Listen. Okay, Mom. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Let me see. One of my happiest memories as a child was when we would get in the car and drive to my uncle's house to swim. He lived out on a lake, and we would swim, we would go fishing, or we would ride in the boat. And some nights we would get to stay overnight for a couple of days. So it was kind of like going on a little mini vacation.
Where did your uncle live?
His lake house was in Sussex, Wisconsin, which is about an hour from Milwaukee.
What are you most proud of?
I am most proud of my three kids, of course.
Why do they make you proud?
Why do they make me proud? Because they are kind, they are generous and considerate people. They are, just good people.
Thanks, Mom. how would you like to be remembered?
That's a good question. I would like to be remembered as a kind and generous person.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think that I was a good mom who gave my kids a well-rounded childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they are grown up to be young adults, productive adults in the world.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up on the east side of Milwaukee, very close to Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We had a car, but we walked or took the bus to a lot of places. We went down to the lake side a lot, down to the beach. And where I lived in a house that's called a duplex. My grandparents lived downstairs, and we lived upstairs, my mom and my dad, and eventually my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lots of family that would come visit us a lot, so extended family, cousins, and aunts, and it was always a house full.
Did you like going to school?
Yes, I liked going to school. Grade school, I went.
Okay, tell me about your parents.
My parents are Mary and Jerry. My dad was a student when I was little. He was still going to school, and he worked for the post office. He did various jobs for the post office. And my mom, for the most part, was a stay-at-home mom.
Ooh, tell me about your grandparents.
My maternal grandparents were Rose and Peter. And my grandfather actually came over from Sicily. And I believe it was like 1930 and 35, something like that. Came over on the boat when he was a young boy. And my grandmother was born here in the U.S. And they were your typical Italian grandparents. My grandfather worked. He was a bricklayer, worked with cement for the Milwaukee School Board. And my grandmother stayed home and she cooked and baked and cooked and baked.
Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through our family.
Well, one of the traditions is, I've tried to have family dinner. We were always required to be at Sunday dinner when I was growing up. It would be extended family. There'd be anywhere from 10 to 20 people all the time on Sunday. We would have pasta and salad and all kinds of side dishes. And I've tried to keep that tradition with our family, not so much on Sundays, but at least once a week sitting down all together for dinner.
What are your favorite family holidays?
I think it is definitely 4th of July because it's the middle of the summer and we travel to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan to see our extended family that we only see on 4th of July.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
I would say it was my Uncle Fred. And the reason would be because he ran his own business and had a lot of fun doing it. So it was never really work to him. And he always encouraged us to find a job that never really felt like a job.
Tell me about Dad. Like, how'd you guys meet?
Well, let's see. Daddy and I met when he first came home from college, home to Milwaukee from college. His dad worked for my uncle at my uncle's restaurant, and that's how we first met.
Tell me about your first date with Father.
Daddy and I went to the movies.
What'd you see?
I can't remember.
Describe your marriage proposal.
Well, to be honest, and I know he will not... He will say the same thing. It wasn't really much of a proposal. He said, hey, do you want to go look at rings? And I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. So we went to the mall and we had lunch. And then we went to a shop and looked at some rings. And I tried some on and he said, do you like that one? And I said, yeah. And he says, get it.
You didn't think anything of it when he said you wanted to go look at rings?
We had been talking about it.
How long were you together at that time?
About 4 years.
Oh. Tell me about...
I lie. I take that back. It was about 2 years.
That's a big age. That's a big time gap, Mom.
Yes.
Tell me about one of your happiest moments together.
Together?
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of those, so it's hard to pick just one. I would say our wedding was a lot of fun. Wasn't so much as a stuffy wedding. We got married in a old mansion on overlooking the lake, and then we had a huge party with all of our family and friends. I would also say when each of the kids were born.
Interesting. Have we had any family that served in the military?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of family. So your great uncle, or I'm sorry, your great grandfather served.
Do you know what branch of the military he was in?
He was in the Army. And then I have three uncles. Two served in the Army, and one served in the Marines. Who else has served? Uncle Tom had served. I don't remember which branch he was in, though.
Are any of them still alive today?
Yes. My three uncles are still alive who served.
Oh. Do you have any favorite religious holidays? Like that you know of? Okay. If you could choose any career, what would it be? Like, other than the one you have today?
Other than the one I have today? I always wanted to own a restaurant.
Why didn't you do that?
Because it takes... first of all, after we got married, we moved around quite a bit because of Daddy's job. So it was hard to establish yourself and after a couple of years then move. So it was hard to settle down somewhere and open up a restaurant.
Have you ever wanted to do anything else other than own a restaurant or what you do now? Like anything like you thought of in college?
Always thought I wanted to go into advertising. I always thought that that would be fun to make up ads around products.
Like you can make little jingles and stuff?
Yes.
Wow. Is that like what you imagined you would be as like you were like when you were younger? Or did you have something else in mind? Like when you were like say my age?
When I was your age, I thought I was going to own a restaurant.
Did you pick out a name for your restaurant?
No.
How did you manage to like become like a realtor? Like why did you want to be a realtor?
It kind of came up accidentally. I was hired at a commercial real estate office as a temporary help for the holidays. And I found that I liked the fact that every day was different. We worked on different projects all the time. So it was the same process, but nothing was quite the same. And I thought it was very interesting watching land or a piece of real estate change into something different, and we were all part of that.
Neat. What lessons has like working taught you over the years?
Patience. Lots of patience. Being honest. Because sometimes when you have to deliver not so good news to people about something that's happening with their house, it's not always easy to do. But being honest and being upfront always is better than to try to not, instead of trying to cover it up or make it not seem so bad.
Oh. How has Dad's job affected your life and, like, his life, like, your lives together?
Well, there has been good things and bad things with moving around so much, right? So the good thing is we've met lots of different people in all the states and in Brazil, and we're still friends with them today. The bad part is you don't really get to establish yourself or really get to know people in your neighborhood or where you're at. If you're only there for 2 or 3 years. And moving is not always easy. Packing up all your stuff or having to sell some of your stuff because it's not going to fit in the new house or go with the new house. Having to find new schools for everybody, new doctors, that's always hard.
Do you know, like, if we had any other ancestors born, like, in any other places other than, like, Italy? Like, I know Nanu was born in Italy, but has anyone, do you know anyone else in our family that's been born, like, outside of the States?
Not that I know of. Now, maybe on Daddy's side of the family, maybe Daddy's grandparents, but I'm not sure.
So out of all the stories you've heard as a child from our very exciting family, who in your opinion has had the most interesting and like action-packed life?
Who has had the most interesting and action-packed life?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That is a hard one. Most of our family has stayed right here, you know, close to home in Wisconsin. So that is a bit of a hard one. I would have to say that it would be my Uncle Jimmy. He left for the military. He was a Marine, and he traveled all around the world, and still to this day lives in Okinawa, Japan.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in communication with, like, all of your family members, or, like, most of them?
Yes.
What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
Some of my earliest childhood memories. I would have to say we would go to the park pretty much. Every Sunday was kind of like our little routine. We would go to church. We would have dinner at the house. And then during the summertime or during the nice, you know, good weather, we would go to the park. And sometimes we would go for ice cream.
How come we don't do that? Like, our family now doesn't do that.
Because we're all going in 20 different directions all the time. When you guys were little, we used to do that. You probably don't remember, but we would go to church. The last time we did that was really, we did it in Topeka, definitely. And a little bit in Brazil, we would go to lunch or go to church. Then we would go to lunch and then we would do like ice cream or stop at the park or something like that.
What are some of your most vivid memories from Brazil?
Oh my gosh, pretty much all of them. We lived in a house that was so grand that we would never be able to live in a house like that here in the U.S. The people, the food, the beautiful scenery on the beaches. Never saw anything like that.
Do you ever want to go back?
Yes.
Would you ever think of, like, living there again?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you want to live in, like, the same area?
Yeah, I think we would. I think we would like to live in that same area, or maybe even closer to, like, a little, the little town was called Kambui. It was like a little town where you could walk to all of restaurants and stores.
All right. That about wraps up this interview. Thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.